Next. You know, I've asked Jared Pitzer to join us, founder of Hashtag I'm Staying. I'm a member of this particular group. I follow it. I just find it so inspiring. The fact that there are a lot of South Africans that say that they want to stay in the country, and they give their reasons and they share those reasons. And the amount of people on this particular group, 1 million plus. So maybe I'm biased, right? I'm one of those South Africans that prefers living in this country and trying to make it work. And two issues popped up. The first one was a Facebook post that Jared posted saying, listen, if you can help us out with as little as 10 rand per donation, this movement is growing. It's 1 million plus strong, and we've got 3 full-time people keeping this movement alive. They've also been gifted some office space at MNC Saatchi Abel, because I know Mike Abel is a big supporter of them. And Jared joins you right now, so let's deal with the first bit first. Jared, good to have you on the show.
Kino, thanks very much for having me, and hello to your listeners.
Lekker, man. So let's talk about it, because some other people who run Facebook groups asking questions, yeah, but why do they ask for money? We don't. Yeah. What's your response to them?
Okay, so I think it's very important for us to understand what Hashtag I'm Staying is in terms of the forum. When I say forum, I'm referring to the Facebook group, and that's really the platform where everyone comes together and they share the most amazing stories, and it's having some level of social impact in South Africa. I think people are starting to cross divides, and they're starting to really care and to show goodwill. Then you've got I'm Staying NPC. Now, the NPC is a non-profit company. It was formed in November. And the NPC is basically taking tasks on to partner with various initiatives in the way of job creation. We've partnered with a merchandising company to help drive merchandising to raise a little bit of funding. Mm-hmm. We've got a website that's been developed by Deepthought Media that is going to help us sort of give more exposure to other charities, to other NGOs, and to really bring to light and categorize what the forum stands for. Right. So, you know, we've got these two different functions, and I think the guys that are frustrated and looking at the group are thinking to themselves, like, you know, what is the need for running costs of a Facebook group? And that's not really where it is. Mm. We've got a very small core team, a tiny little team that allows us to basically drive our initiatives and communicate with the media and to fulfill our responsibilities that we've taken on board to try and make an impact in South Africa. And that is really where the operating costs come from.
You're an NPC, so a non-for-profit company. You're also talking about job creation. We need people that can help drive that. It's one of the biggest time bombs we have, youth unemployment in particular. Exactly. So that's pretty good. And then just finally, people complaining about you or the administrator or whoever handles the Facebook page deleting negative comments. Just a brief response to that.
Sure. So listen, we've got a set of rules that say everything that you do on this platform, every engagement must be from a place of positivity to encourage and to uplift. There's a number of platforms where you can go and you can complain and you can moan and you can do whatever you want to do, but our platform doesn't facilitate that. We're really trying to create a positive narrative. And for that reason, you know, we put these rules in place. We ask that people abide by the rules, and if they don't abide by the rules, then obviously we take steps to make sure that we are able to remove those comments and those people from the platform. Easy as that.
Now, personally for me, I'm surrounded by negative news on a daily basis. People moan all the time. It's so nice to actually go there, get some respite, see what other people are saying, and you just refill that cup. My personal opinion, and you can call in and disagree with me if you like, I don't think there should be a space for moaners and whingers. I think we need to also get those South Africans together who wants to make the country work, and let's see what we can do together. So, Jared, thank you for joining us. Founder of Hashtag I'm Staying, Jared Pitzer. And thank you for tuning in.